Welcome to We Chat Divorce, hosted by Karen Chalou, Legal Liaison, and Catherine Shanahan, CDFA. Each episode, we sit down with divorce professionals and industry experts to provide insights and frank discussions about real people, real situations, and real divorce to help you achieve your best life post-divorce. This episode of We Chat Divorce is brought to you by My Divorce Solution, offering divorce financial planning so clients can secure the divorce settlement they deserve. Visit MyDivorceSolution.com to request access.
Welcome to We Chat Divorce, brought to you by My Divorce Solution and hosted by myself, Karen Chalou, Legal Liaison, and Catherine Shanahan, Divorce Financial Specialist and CDFA. On these special explainer videos, we answer the top questions about divorce, giving you confidence and clarity. Today, we're going to talk about financial clarity, making the case for financial clarity, because financial clarity means something different to most anybody you'll speak with. So I'm going to guess if you go out and you ask 10 people going through a divorce, what does financial clarity mean to you? You probably will get a different answer. Do you agree, Catherine?
Oh my gosh, it's so true. Because it has such a range of a meaning, right? So financial clarity, a lot of people sometimes think, I need to know every statement, every document for the last 5 years of our relationship, every transaction and that has happened, you know, because we're suspicious of something. And so for them, it's seeing all of that. And that's their clarity. For other people, it's just that they have access to the information. You know, other people, it is, I need to be clear on what I don't have and what I want or I need so that I can make a decision and not chase information that I don't want to chase. And others are, it's the, you know, crossing every T and dotting every I, and I need to balance out these numbers and be clear on the differential or what I'm walking away with. And that's my clarity. So it has such a wide range. And for us, it all boils down to really knowing what your options are, right?
Right. That's so true. So sometimes people think, you know, they'll say, well, I need financial clarity. I need to know what my spouse's been on an affair. I need to know what my support payment's going to be. I need to know what I'm going to end up with. I need to know all of these things. But at the end of the day, when you're going through a divorce, financial clarity actually is knowing what you have, knowing that you have the documents to support what you have, knowing what your options are and the financial impact of those options. And then from there, you make your decisions. But the financial clarity comes in the space of knowing.
Yeah, and I'm gonna just push back a little bit here because it's not always knowing what you have, but it's knowing what you don't have. You know, we have so many people that come in and their spouses own businesses or they're part of a business. And we collect a lot of the documentation that we can, but sometimes you don't have all the documentation or you don't want to spend $25,000 or $50,000 on a business valuation because there's other assets that you also have that might be more beneficial for you to get to unravel this marriage and not stay connected all the time. So knowing that you don't have every piece of document for that business is you're being financially clear. You're walking into that knowing that you didn't have that information. But to your point, you know what you want or need based on what you do have the information for. Mm-hmm. So that's a financially clear decision you're making. And that's also knowing what your options are.
That's so true. And a lot of people start the divorce process, especially in a contentious situation where you hire attorneys. As soon as you hire attorneys, they're immediately talking about get the forensic in here and let's get all these things valued, right? We have a client now who is probably 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks into the divorce. They've already hired a forensic to go through all of the accounts to determine what the spouse spent on an extramarital affair. So the problem with that is, number one, no one has the statements yet. Number two, no one's identified about how much money you would be recapturing if you were going to recapture it, if you needed to document it, which is what the forensic would do. And in most situations, forensics are hired right out of the gate, probably to secure the relationship. But you're paying them money before you know the financial impact of that. And so go ahead, Catherine.
You know, you brought up a really good point here and it drives me insane. So you're hiring a forensic to go back and look at documents from 4 years ago. And when you say recapture, that to me means I want to be financially clear if my attorney is going to back that data and say, yes, you can get this money back. We can get this money back and he'll owe you this money back or she'll owe you this money back. Because how many times have we seen people get this information and they go to trial or court or mediation? They say, well, we can't do anything with that. That was so long ago and you were married then. So what are we going to do with that information? So now you just spent $15,000 and your emotions were driving that to not be able to get it back. So that happens so often that it just fuels the rest of the case for somebody, right? Because they're just always in that questioning mode. But if it can't be backed by recapturing or getting the money back from your spouse, what's the point of doing it?
It's so true. And oftentimes those types of transactions that people are tracking really take away from the real issue at hand of understanding what is on the table in the first place, right? We deal with a lot of families every year, a lot of couples divorcing every year. We see a lot of these types of transactions in play where forensics are hired, business valuations are being completed without all of the documentation needed in the first place. I'm going to say 90% of the time, valuations are completed without the supporting documentation. And at the end of the day, what you're negotiating or what it's going to come down to is what you kind of thought in the first place or what your financial people and the attorney thought in the first place before any of that ever started, because there's not a science to it. Then you have two dueling forensics, two dueling attorneys, right? The judge is probably going to split it down the middle. So, and you will have spent combined $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a piece coming to that conclusion.
And don't get us wrong. I mean, some people do need forensic accounting.
Absolutely.
It's a great profession and it's totally needed by a small percent of the cases out there. Mm-hmm. Those are the people that should be paying those high costs to get that information. But a majority of you out there do not need forensic accountants to do bookkeeping work for you.
Or prematurely having those accountings done. You know, they're there for a reason and they're very valuable if you're going to trial or if you need testimony at any time. But a lot of times you're spending a lot of money. A lot of times our clients are telling us, I've been paying this forensic for more than a year and I'm out of money and we really haven't gotten to the valuation yet. So that is a big piece of the financial clarity, getting everything to the table and then deciding where am I going to spend my money to get the most clarity that I need to make the best decisions for myself. Mm-hmm. So we can take an example, a case study of a person married to a commercial real estate developer. So not only were there 20 businesses and 50 pieces of real estate, but it was changing constantly. And so her financial clarity was in the space of what do I need, right? What is my lifestyle? What do I need moving forward?
Well, she was actually, what do I want? Because she certainly didn't. She ended up doing.
That's true.
That's totally fine. Based on lifestyle. And that's fine. She was financially clear. This is what I want to keep living the way I lived.
Mm-hmm. And she had all the options of going to forensics and business valuators and hiring attorneys. But once she found out what she was able to get in a negotiation, she was able to, of course, she had many attorney consultations and talking with accountants and all the professionals, but she was able to confidently say, if I get this, I'm happy and I can walk away having spent much less money and being very well off.
Let me elaborate on that. So here and be more direct. So here, she wants this amount of money on a monthly basis. to just live an extravagant lifestyle. And that's how her whole marriage was. On the flip side, he had all those businesses and real estate that you're talking about. But for her to get that in a divorce settlement would mean he'd have to sell all of that stuff, and she would get the current value, which would not support what she wanted on a monthly basis. It just wouldn't happen. And in addition to that, it would be years in the courtroom and $1 million fees to attorneys.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
So when she realized that, although we had this documentation and he was forthright with, if you want this now, it's going to be half of what we're saying. And realizing that half of what we were saying, because you have to force a sale, one, you know, when you do business like that, one business goes into the other one. And he had always worked like that during their marriage. So it's not like he just started doing that because they were getting divorced. That was their life. When she realized that she would not be able to get that monthly income that she want and that he was offering for her to keep everything the way it was, she was financially clear that, oh my gosh, I don't need to do all that stuff. And I don't want to be in court for years. But if he can guarantee me this monthly income for the rest of my life and he can keep everything status quo, that's the deal I was looking for. And so that to her was financial clarity and was worth millions of dollars. And what she saved is millions of dollars.
That's
before
so true.
Hiring to get information that you're never going to use.
Yeah. And a better relationship with their children.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. We hope you have a clear understanding of what financial clarity can mean to you as you prepare and be your own advocate during this challenging process.
You know, Karen, before you sign off on there, sorry. But you know what? If you have a situation where you don't know what your financial clarity would be, send us a message, make a comment on here, because this is one person's financial clarity, or we mentioned two people's financial clarity. There are so many of you who are wondering what your financial clarity would be. So send us a note. We'd love to continue this conversation because it's one we have every single day.
Stay tuned for future episodes as we continue to unravel the fascinating world of finance and divorce. Remember, knowledge is power. Disclaimer, this information provided in this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only and should not be considered as financial or legal advice. Please consult with professionals in the relevant fields for personalized guidance. Thank you.
If you're considering divorce, make sure to protect your wealth with divorce financial planning from My Divorce Solution. Our certified divorce experts will help you untangle your finances and understand your settlement options so you can negotiate your marital assets with confidence. Protect your financial estate with divorce financial planning. Visit MyDivorceSolution.com to see if you qualify to work with our financial divorce experts. That's MyDivorceSolution.com for expert divorce financial planning. Thanks for joining us on another episode of We Chat Divorce. We hope this episode was informative and supportive on your divorce journey. If you're looking for more support for navigating divorce with confidence and clarity, head over to MyDivorceSolution.com. For more podcast episodes, divorce events, and resources for your divorce. We'll see you back here for our next episode.